Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us this morning is taken from the Old Testament reading in Isaiah chapter 12, starting again at verse 3. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted. This is God's word. Have you ever drawn water from a well? I don't mean with an electric pump. I'm talking about taking your bucket to the well, lowering it down, letting it fill, and pulling it up. Today, we just turn a handle, water comes out. Back in the day, there was some work involved getting your water and taking it home. Now, that gives us a tiny bit of background on Isaiah's beautiful statement, with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. It's a great image made greater by the circumstances into which it was first spoken. These words were expressed early in the career of Isaiah, at a time when Judah, the southern kingdom of God's people, had been conquered by the Assyrian Empire. In the first 11 chapters of the book, Isaiah had prophesied against his people and the nation's rulers, condemning their failure to follow God's law, confronting their failure to take care of the widows, the orphans, the poor, and the immigrants. Isaiah prophesied of desolation and loss, and those prophecies came true. The prophet's call to repentance was ignored, and so judgment had come in the form of invasion, occupation, and humiliation. And yet, directly into those circumstances, Isaiah offers this glimpse of future hope. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Proclaim his name is exalted. Now, those who were the first to hear these words would have known all about drawing water from wells. But the way this is stated by Isaiah would also have stirred memories of an annual ritual, an important part of the celebration called the Feast of Tabernacles, was the festival of water drawing. In this ritual, every morning for a week, a young priest would take a golden pitcher to the pool of Siloam. He would fill it with water, and then he would carry that water in procession with lit torches up to the temple, where the water was poured out right onto the altar. And then the people would break out in jubilant song and dance. That ritual of water drawing was a reminder that God's presence is fundamental to human life. It's as fundamental as the water that springs up from the earth or falls from the sky. And Isaiah says that this water drawing leads directly to the proclamation of good news everywhere. The good news of God's salvation cannot be contained. It flows out to the whole earth, and it's an occasion for joy. So, to review, God's prophet Isaiah shares a message of hope with people in horrible, humbling situations. And he could have shown up to say, "I told you so." But instead, he delivers God's word of coming joy. News so good, it's going to encircle the globe. God is going to act specifically and decisively for the good of his people. Yet again, he will deliver. Yet again, he will rescue. He will save. When he does, he invites his people to help themselves to his goodness, to joyfully draw water from the wells of salvation. And there's something about that well I need to mention. The word used by the prophet Isaiah, the word translated here as salvation, also works as a name. The word is Jesua. You hear that? It's a form of Yeshua, a name that means the Lord saves, a name that goes from Hebrew to English as Joshua, a name that goes from Hebrew to Greek to English as Jesus. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of Jesua. Isn't that amazing? Prophetic message of hope looks forward to a time when people will draw life-giving power from the rescuing work of Jesus. To connect the dots, let's fast forward approximately 600 years to a town in Samaria called Sychar. There we find Jesus sitting next to a well, talking to a Samaritan woman. And he's telling her about a water that he can give. And this is what he says: "Whoever drinks the water I give will never be thirsty. The water I give will become a spring of water gushing up inside that person, giving eternal life." With joy, you will draw water from the well of Jesua. So here are the questions of the day. Are you joyfully drawing water from the well of Jesus' salvation? Do you know how to do that? Now, this idea of drawing water from the well is, of course, a metaphor, a poetic way of talking about accessing what Jesus has provided. And what Jesus has provided is a life source. What Jesus provides is the ultimate validation. It's perfect affirmation. And to summarize, the God who created the wonders of the universe thinks of you as a priceless, beautiful person worthy of love. If you ever doubt that, look at what Jesus did. He took the test of life according to God's law, aced it, and with his death on the cross, transferred his A+ to your record so that it counts for you. He knows that you were failing. That's why he did it. And not only that, he rose from the dead to remove the world's greatest fear from your heart. Jesus' resurrection transforms our understanding of death, creating the expectation of a life that lasts forever, in which we are loved perfectly. This is the spring of water gushing up inside of a person Jesus was talking about. So again, I ask, are you joyfully drawing water from the wells of Jesus' salvation? Do you know how? Well, using the language of the metaphor, here are some simple ways to draw water. You send your bucket down into the water every time you read or listen to God's word. You send your bucket down every time you think about what you read or heard in God's word. You send your bucket down when you think your way through the gospel, which is the good news of what Jesus did for you by his dying and rising. You send your bucket down when you pray that gospel into your heart, remembering on purpose every day that Jesus did what he did because he treasures you more than anything. You send your bucket down when you come to worship like you are right now, because here your bucket gets filled with the gifts of God. You send your bucket down when you pray to God, when you pray to him just to talk to him, not so much to ask him for things, but just to spend some time with him in a refreshing way. You send your bucket down when you remember that your baptism binds you to Jesus, the beloved of the Father, which means you are also beloved of the Father. And these are just a few suggestions. You'll be able to think of many more, but the point is, practice sending your bucket down so that these things become habits. Help yourself to the water that Jesus gives, this water that turns into a gushing spring inside of you. You need this. You have to have this because at some point, life is going to hit you hard. It's not going to be the Assyrian army like in Isaiah's day. But some enemy will invade your life, whether it's the loss of a loved one, the end of a relationship, the termination of a career, a disease that invades your body, or just someone's determined to make your life miserable. Even when nation rises against nation, when the world seems to be in that proverbial handbasket, even in times of personal tragedy and long-standing grief, there is a well filled with life-giving water that never runs out. If you've been sending your bucket down, you know what to do. When times get tough, you don't stop. You take more trips to the well. You send more buckets down. You want more Jesus, not less. Nothing else satisfies. All of which leads to sustainable joy. Remember, the verse says, with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Joy is what you feel when you realize the God who made all this loves me as much as he loves his Son. Joy is knowing that there is nothing that the world can do to you that God cannot undo. Don't you want that as a source for living? Then send your bucket down. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you promised that you would give to any who asked living water gushing up to eternal life. Make us thirsty for that water, that we may love you with our whole heart, soul, and mind, that we may rejoice in your victory and salvation with dancing and singing and laughter, that we may fill our buckets with your goodness and pour out your good news for all the world. In your holy name we pray. Amen.